It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state leader who's managing the pandemic in Colorado says he's hopeful about how things are going. Scott Bookman says improving hospitalization numbers are a testament to the power of vaccines.
Really continuing to reiterate to all the importance of this safe and effective vaccine in ending this pandemic and helping us get back to normal.
Millions of Coloradans have now gotten at least one shot. Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID patients dropped to 429 on Thursday. Pueblo is remembering the victims of the flood that devastated the city a century ago, and it's celebrating its newly rebuilt Arkansas River levee. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
After 7 years of construction and $25 million, there is an updated levee protecting downtown Pueblo from flooding. The original structure, built after the deadly 1921 deluge, needed major work to meet current FEMA standards. Governor Jared Polis says the flood and rebuilding of the levee have meaning for all Coloradans.
To build a positive and lasting legacy out of the rubble. Forging new paths in the century-long wake of the 1921 Pueblo flood, it takes the homegrown spirit of grit, perseverance, and sheer will to build on our progress.
The levee now sports a walking trail and $1 million pedestrian suspension bridge connecting it to the bike path along the river. And mural artists are already turning the new concrete facing into a giant canvas. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
A heat wave is hitting western Colorado. CPR's Dina Sieg explains it's part of a warming trend across much of the western U.S.
Many communities across the western slope have forecast highs far above normal for at least the next week. Meteorologist Aaron Walter with the National Weather Service says a high-pressure system is impacting several states. Grand Junction has forecast highs in the 90s, but Walter says it should still cool off significantly each night.
And that brings some relief in the morning. There's a bit of time for the temperature to ramp up and some cooler temperatures right after sunrise.
Walter recommends anyone going outside in the heat stay hydrated and wear loose, light-colored clothing. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In Grand Junction and in Fruita, temperatures will be ticking up close to 100 degrees today and through the weekend. 90s around Denver. This is CPR News.